Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mad Dog Englishman, Joe Cocker, bringing this down. That's Hitchcock Railroad. Welcome back, 17 to the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. DSI.biz, that's Development Specialists, Inc., DSI.biz, that's Bill Brandt's website. Bill is here, president and CEO of that organization he founded, Global Problem Solvers, they are. Bill, thanks again for being here. One of the things that's been interesting for me, Bill, is I've interviewed people from Germany and Israel and United Arab Emirates, England, Canada, Mexico. In the last month or so, I've interviewed people from all over the world, just about. And there, those countries are not providing the kind of stimulus that the United States is. What do you think about that scenario?
I think that that is unfortunate. I actually think that some of these economies, I mean, you know, if you were a Democrat or a Republican, you could have this philosophical debate over budget deficits and the rest of it. But I think if you look back at the 1930s and what Roosevelt wasn't able to accomplish, I think economists generally think 100 years on, that if you could have put a significant amount of money back into the economy at the right point through a stimulus, you probably would have avoided the worst of it. I believe that's the case here. I think that our economy is going to greatly regret the inability for Washington to not finish this last bill before the election, because you and I know, at the end of September and October, I think there's a lot of businesses that are going to fall off a cliff.
I'm worried about this winter of discontent that we've got headed for us.
Yeah, I mean, I know people, you know, the people are talking to me, why won't Broadway open at 25% capacity? And I say, look, you can't put 25% of an audience in place and even cover your lights.
Turn the lights on. You can't afford to turn the lights on for that.
So I think Broadway, just like the Met, which announced yesterday its opera season, is off till, you know, mid-next year. I think restaurants who are going to see a cold winter coming, at least in the, you know, north of the Mason-Dixon line, are going to, if they're operating at 25% with maybe one outdoor table and people wearing parkas, aren't going to be able to cut it.
People who think you can operate 25% capacity have no concept of margins, do they?
Right. They don't understand the cash flow balance sheet issue is utterly lost on them. You can't turn on 25% of your lights. You can't make only 25% of your kitchen work. I mean, you can maybe have 25% of your employees, but that's only one cost, and the others are obviously fixed and the rent. So the real problem I see is that if the stimulus package doesn't happen, people's benefits are going to eventually run out for a variety of reasons, and right, of course, at the worst part of the Christmas season, and when they should be priming the pump and buying gifts and you know, making visits to stores to get the economy moving. And this is going to be tough. With respect to the other nations, I think the impact of not doing that is going to set them back considerably. I think that they're going to take 2 to 3 or 4 years to recover.
Wow.
The U.S., I think, is primed to recover faster, but some of these industries and some of these, you know, populations are just going to be sort of adrift for
and
a year
just,
or two. And
it just breaks my heart, Bill, because of the companies that you and I both know who are not going to – they're either already gone or they're not coming back, who, through no fault of their own, they had good business models.
Right.
They weren't even undercapitalized. They'd been parsimonious and kept their money and deferred their earnings and were smart, and yet through no fault of their own, because they were in a certain industry, they're MIA, they're out of here. And it just breaks my heart, Bill.
You know, I've been meeting with a lot of lenders, as you can imagine, the current circumstances. And the lenders, for once, are not blaming the borrowers for being stupid or making wrong decisions. You know, there's nothing they could have done. And so at least the conversations have been more civil. But I think in the next segment, as we talk about this, when your population of listeners wants to know, okay, how do I handle this winter of discontent that's coming? There are some things that we learn from the last spring that need to be redone with respect to liquidity, how you hold your position, and certain things they should do. And there's a checklist, and you should probably go through that and assume that, if you assume the worst and hope for the best, that's never a bad strategy.
But as I said earlier in the show today, nobody sitting here a year ago, if you had brought up a scenario like this, you'd been laughed out of the room, wouldn't you?
Well, that's true. But again, nobody thought 9/11 was going to happen.
Right.
Nobody, going back to Pearl Harbor, the nature of our economy is we are reactive rather than proactive, and we're always waiting for the next disaster we hadn't planned for.
Well, and it's the reason why our government should get its fiscal house in order to be prepared for something like this so they can help us. Bill, last thoughts on this. Do you think companies other countries will start, if there is more lockdowns, other countries will start providing some kind of stimulus?
I think they're going to have to. And if the price of not having is political instability, and that's not lost on them either. You can't have a bunch of unemployed people with no recourse to food and other things sitting docilely in your country. At some point, it creates a problem.
And, do you see unrest in those countries coming? Instability?
I think you're going to see a winter of discontent is not just in the U.S., Jim. Yeah. I think you're going to see problems around the world as this thing sets in if there isn't a near-term solution to it.
Very interesting. Well, folks, you got the unvarnished truth. I warned you earlier in the hour that we might talk about some scary things, and I also said, Bill, I told them to buckle up. Folks, do not unbuckle your seatbelts. We got more to come after the break. Right back with our good friend Bill Brandt, the founder and the CEO of Development Specialists, Inc., DSI.biz.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.